With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden will reportedly give a primetime address to kick off the Democratic National Convention, focusing on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago. An arrest involving Kamala Harris's stepdaughter.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The man, Harry Hayman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An ex-profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Hayman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the main plotter on Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attack pleads guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. An upcoming trial challenging North Dakota's abortion ban is canceled.
The judge in the case canceled the trial, which was scheduled for late August. It wasn't immediately clear why, but Judge Bruce Romanek is expected to rule soon on the future of the case. North Dakota outlaws abortion as a felony crime with some exceptions. Plaintiffs sued the state, arguing the ban is unconstitutionally vague about its exceptions for doctors and that its health exception is too narrow. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to leave their homes, and about one-third of the town's structures were destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers, as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. A Florida Republican congressman pledges a parallel independent investigation into the Trump assassination attempt. We hear more from correspondent Bernie Bennett, who has details from Washington.
Representative Corey Mills of Florida pledges to fund a, quote, parallel independent investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump, expressing disappointment at not being selected to sit on the task force to investigate the rally shooting. Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Monday the 13 members of the bipartisan task force to investigate the assassination attempt, in which a 20-year-old gunman left Trump injured, one rally attendee dead, and two others severely injured. Mills, an Army veteran who has founded defensive contracting and private security companies, referenced an investigation into the matter that he conducted with Arizona Republican Eli Crane, a former Navy SEAL sniper, and conservative media personality Benny Johnson. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.